County Board of Supervisors convene an open session. And council, can I have a report on closed?
Yes, we went into closed session at 1:00. We came in at 2:12. With respect to item 16J, initiation of litigation, the board approved by 5-0 vote, bringing the suit against McKinsey and Company. A copy of that suit will be available once it is filed. The motion was made by Supervisor Cobb-Seff and seconded by Chair Hopp. With respect to item 16K, which is opioid litigation, the board approved it entering into a settlement of that case. Supervisor Cobb-Seff made the motion and Supervisor Ogren seconded it. And a copy of that settlement agreement is available upon request. And that's all report of action.
Thank you. I'm going to recess the board and convene as flood control and water conservation district. Item 9A, this is public comment for the flood control and water conservation district. Can we go through the public hearing protocol for SGMA? Maybe I'll provide comment at that time. Are there any general comments at this time for the flood control district? If you're online, raise your hand, and if you're in the board chambers, I need my blue card. General comments.
Did I hand you one earlier that was for SGMA?
Yeah.
That's okay, that must be for one of the plans. Okay.
Seeing none online.
All right, thank you. Seeing none, consent agenda.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second, Wendy.
Second. There we go. Director Chris.
Aye.
Director Cobb-Seff.
Aye.
Director Valenzuela.
Yes.
Director Ogren.
Aye.
And Director Hubb.
Aye.
Thank you.
I'm going to open the public hearing at this time and looking for reading of the order and presentation by staff.
Yes, we actually have three agenda items. They are all very similar. These are public hearings for to consider a resolution that would adopt for each the Butte Valley, Scott Valley, and Shasta Valley Subbasin Groundwater Sustainability Plans. And basically, Matt's here for the presentation.
So, before you start, we take these individually. So, from a procedural standpoint, as a separate public hearing for each one of them?
That's my understanding.
Correct. Now, I think there's a desire to address them collectively, if that's correct.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
In terms of voting on them, they should be voted on individually. And if the public is being given the opportunity to speak on them collectively, that should be made clear.
Okay. I think, Matt, I'll let you proceed the way you're going to proceed, and then I'll back up individually to each one into the public hearing protocol and go down to each one.
Right. I think the important thing is, as long as we make it clear what we're doing, the process has been served. So if Matt's now speaking to all three resolutions, make that clear on the record. The only key thing is vote on them individually.
And I just have a request, if a speaker, they'd specify which basin they're talking about as well. That would be helpful.
Okay.
And I'll go ahead.
Well, Mr. Chair, I forgot you to announce this in the beginning, that PPC later to start. Last August, the Family Ranch had a business opportunity, so I sent a letter to the Fair Political Practices Commission to see if I could participate in the SGMA decisions. And so as soon as I knew, in August, I sent them a letter. We've been communicating back and forth for about 3 months. And I got approval last night at 5:10 p.m. Got my email saying I can't participate. But the reasons why I hadn't previously wasn't because trying to avoid the subject or dodge the issue. It was truly because I had a letter to the FPPC. And you get fined if there's a violation. So I had a letter to the FPPC. And it's taken 3 months to get that letter of approval. They knew the deadline. And so I appreciate them pushing it to try to get it to me. And Mr. Kinnon, I know you read it last night to confirm what I read was true. But like I said, I wasn't trying to avoid the subject. It just, I had to wait that letter for the FPPC to make sure I could face it. And I can't at this point. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Mr. Parker.
I think the floor is mine.
It is.
Good afternoon. I know it's been a long day. I will try to be efficient with your time, but you know this is a big step. We have groundwater plans for the Butte, Scott, and Shasta Valley basins for your approval. It's been a long but very quick process. I think there's been a lot of achievement, a lot of great work, a lot of discussion. And I guess let me back up. I'd like to first recognize that on the phone we have Dr. Laura Foglia, Dr. Thomas Harder, and from our technical consulting team, and Katie Duncan from Stantec, who has been our DWR provided facilitator for the past year or so, and they have been excellent in everything they do. I also want to give a huge thank you and appreciation to the groundwater advisory committees that that the board established to assist with this process. I have the chairs available. They're going to provide a short statement, and we can, either during public comment, they can provide their quick statement on behalf of the advisory committees. But this process would not have been done without the advisory committees we set up. It was a lot of effort that they put in, a lot of their voluntary time, a lot of hard discussions, a lot of homework they had to review, a lot of tough material to discuss, and a lot of frustrations that they shared with me, both from just the technical aspect, the process aspect, and then on top of that, as you all know, we had COVID. In the last 2 years, or close to 2 years, we've been meeting virtually, and for a lot of these folks, that's a little hard concept to deal with. It's been efficient at times because we had, you know, farmers and ranchers call in from, you know, feed wagons, baling hay, changing water, etc. You know, guys were able to make use of their time, but that's not the ideal way to do it. So a huge appreciation to the advisory committee. Give them all the credit for the good parts of the plan. Anything bad, you can put on staff and the technical team. So all the credit in the world to the success of the plan goes to the committee. So, you know, I don't have anything big to say. I just, a big staff report or anything. You have that in front of you outlining the process. So you have final plans in front of you to approve and adopt, and we'll submit to DWR. I want to recognize a couple of key dates over the past few years. You know, we didn't have advisory committees until 2018 meeting. We applied for a grant in the fall of 2017. We didn't have an agreement with a contractor in the fall of 2018. So we really had, you know, it's 3 years ago that we really had work to create groundwater plans that are supposed to help achieve sustainability in 20 years. That's a big ask. To come up with a substantive plan, and I think we did the best job we could with what the hand we were dealt with. And so I think it's important to note, and Cigna says this all over the place, we've said it multiple times in meetings, is that these are plans that we can modify, adapt, change over time, and that's the purpose of Cigna, is to change management as you learn more information. And so I think that's, you know, one of the key items that we constantly bring up, is these plans are not, they're not done, shoved to the side and left for the desk. They can be opened up, modified, changed for the better. So I think that's something really, really important for everybody to remember. You know, there's a lot of data gaps, a lot of information that we still need to learn. So as you know, and you've seen the plans, we don't propose drastic actions by any means. We don't know that much about our groundwater in these three valleys. We know some, but we don't know enough to make drastic decisions. And so our goal is to learn a lot over the next few years and change the plans, improve management as we can. So with that, I would like to first call on, if through the chair, if this is how you would want to do it, I'd like to call on the committee chairs to provide a short statement and their, you know, verbal support of the plans.
I just have a quick question. Do we officially open all three public hearings?
Correct.
Thank you.
So I think what I'll do, Matt, is you can go ahead and go through the committee chairs, and then I'm going to back up and go through the public comment individually on each plan, and until we go through the complete process with a vote.
Okay.
And I'll take the next one, do the same thing.
Okay. And I do also have three items that I would need direction from the board that will have to change in the plans. It's nothing nothing drastic. Two of them will apply to all three plans. One of them will apply to Scott Valley. So however, I need to announce those and ask for direction. I guess council can advise me. And I can state them now, I can state them later, however you wish.
Why don't you stay with them?
Okay.
Front, now we will know.
Sure. So item number one, with our MOU that we had with the Karuk tribe, we had agreed that there will be a separate appendix for tribal comments on the plan. That was not in the current plans, and so the fix to that is that all of the comments from the tribes and the response to those comments will be now pulled out. They're already in the plans now, but they'll be pulled into a separate appendix. Item two is that we will add a short description sentence in chapter 5 regarding future intentions to continue to outreach with tribes on the groundwater plans. And then item 3, this is specific to Scott Valley. There's still mention of the term Scott River Valley. We're going to go back through the plans and make sure that otherwise where it's noted why the basin is considered the Scott River Valley, we will amend, we'll remove that term and keep it a Scott Valley where it's applied. So those are the three items I have.
Would that be, to council, would that be part of the recommended motion to
make those changes?
To make those changes?
Yes.
I want to see the actual language on item 2.
Matt, the batch you gave me is at the very bottom of that.
Yeah, it's not in there, and I don't know why I don't have that in front of me. I did.
And if you're adopting resolution, you ought to have the actual language. All of those.
Give me 1 second, and we'll drop that up. I think I forgot to do that. Changes to the resolution that you make? No.
Okay, all right.
No, they're just changes in the plan.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. So.
But you're asking me to approve the plan today, so that's why I want to see it.
Yeah. That's fine. I just want to make sure they weren't changes to the resolution itself, in which case it's
no.
You get the exact language.
No.
I can read it if you want.
You
want
to see it in print or?
You can read it. It's
okay.
In quotes.
It's okay. So the title will be Continued Communication with Native American Indian Tribes. And the line reads, once implementation begins, the GSA will initiate additional outreach with local Native American tribes and in early 2022 look to establish regular coordination meetings to discuss aspects of implementing the GSP.
Okay. So this is more a procedure to inform a particular commenter on the plan. It's not a meeting to meet and confer and change what's in the plan.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. That's why I have to agree.
You bet.
Long the
I just cognizant of not circumventing the public process after the fact.
Yeah.
And then just along those lines, I know coordination has a different meaning to different folks. Or do you think, does the team think maybe another word, collaboration, communication, communication said coordination has a different meaning to different folks from legal
aspects. A small C?
Small C, yeah.
Yeah, since we're not doing NEPA,
yeah.
I don't know that that's a legal term, but I see what you're saying.
It's in through the chair, it's in the title, Continued Communication.
Okay.
Okay.
As long as the intent's still.
Yeah,
I think.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You finished with the general comments?
Yes, yeah. I'm all,
okay, so if we could hear from each one of the chairs.
Sure. Would you like to start online? I have the Butte Valley chair online and Scott and Shasta present.
Sure, rather than confuse me if we go through how they're stacked up on our agenda here.
You bet.
Nice. Thank you.
I have Richard Nelson, chair of the Butte Valley Groundwater Advisory Committee.
Good afternoon.
Mr. Nelson, it's your turn to speak.
Hold on, I agree, 60%.
Am I okay to proceed now?
Yes, you are.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity to be here. The Butte Valley Groundwater Sustainability Advisory Committee has worked hard over the last couple of years, and I want to thank each and every one of them for the time and effort, energy and input that has been given by several people in the community to accomplish what is before you today. The GSP, Groundwater Sustainability Plan, which has been developed by our group, is being submitted to you today by unanimous vote of the Advisory Committee for approval and adoption and submission to DWR. We certainly have had our issues through the course of the last 2 years as it relates to developing this data set and GSP. In general, you know, aside from the specific issue of groundwater, there have been a lot of other issues that have obviously been stressful to the farming and ranching community in our valley, to include, obviously, drought, fires, COVID, which took one of our nursery owners, Mike Connor, Cedar Point Nursery, died of COVID about a month ago. And he's one of just five significant companies in the valley, so it's a big hit. Regulatory burdens continue to impact us. Ranchers are impacted by wolves. Probably the biggest impact of, from a business perspective is from 5 years ago, our wage labor rates have increased 60%. For our company, Plant Sciences, that amounts to several million dollars more a year now than 5 years ago to cover all of our labor requirement needs. This increase is very difficult to pass on to our customer base. And so I guess I'm just indicating all of this so that you folks as supervisors understand the pressures that agriculture is under. and we look to you for whatever significant assistance and help, encouragement that can come our direction. The positives are that the technical team has done a class job on providing us information from which the GSP was developed. That information has led to lengthy discussions and helpful in defining differing viewpoints by various committee people and the public. They, I think, are well aware of the shortcomings that we have in terms of data gaps as it relates to understanding fully what it is that is going on with our groundwater. The bottom line is the Technical Advisory Committee believes that we have nearly 2.5 to 3 times as much water flowing into our basin as what is being utilized and extracted by agriculture, cities, homeowners, and environmental needs. So that is a huge positive in our valley. The one area that I would say that going forward, the committee needs to have more transparency is the regarding of funding that has been provided to get us to where we're at and what remains, if any, in that account. You will see in the GSP that we're estimating that $120,000 to $240,000 a year is going to be required to meet the dictates of Department of Water Resources as it relates to reporting annually, and we will need to know what we've got to work with from a funding perspective. There has been no budget information provided to us as it relates to what was originally granted and what, if anything, remains, and how we're going to raise $120,000 to $200,000+ a year to accomplish the requirements of DWR dictate for annual reporting. We will also need to have a specific plan in place for grant writing to strategize our needs and potential solutions for enhancing groundwater levels in the valley. So I'm optimistic based on all that's been learned over the last 2 years. I'm proud of the work that the technical team and the advisory committee has done, and can come with you before you today with confidence that we will continue to be able to direct our efforts towards ensuring that groundwater levels remain in place. As long as we have the kind of weather that we need, we should have all the groundwater we need for our agriculture, cities, environmental needs, and homeowners throughout our basin. So with that, I would like to submit to you the unanimous approval from the Groundwater Sustainability Advisory Committee for adoption and approval of the GSP plan.
Thank you, Richard. Next, Scott Valley.
Yes, I have Tom Binney from the Advisory Committee. Hi.
Good afternoon.
It was kind of a long road, but it went pretty fast on the plan. Seems like we saved the hardest part for last, and it was kind of a crunch to fit all that in. It worked, though. You know, there was a pretty diverse group of people on the board, and everybody worked together pretty well and worked hard at it. I think attendance was almost 100% for board members. It was pretty good. The science at times was kind of hard to follow, but the longer you were there, the better you understood it. it started making sense, and that kind of worried you because you were looking at these squiggly lines and they actually made sense to you after a while. But, I would like to thank the team that came to most of the meetings until COVID hit and then it was online. I feel like they had Scott Valley's interest at heart and worked well to guide us and help us make the best decisions. I think we did the best we could on the plan that with the information we had and the time we had to do it. I hope that the state will allow us the time to use the plan for sustainability. I fear that they probably won't, but I hope that they do. Also like to thank the board for taking this on. You guys didn't have to do that. But I don't know what entity would have. You have, as I've seen today, plenty to do already. So I appreciate that. At our last meeting, the vote was, by everyone that attended, was unanimous in favor of the plan. And I would encourage the board to adopt the plan. I just don't think there's, if we would have three more years to do it again, I don't think we could get it any better. So, appreciate your time to speak.
Thanks, Tom.
I have John Tanassi from the Shasta.
Thank you. The Sustainable Groundwater Management Act 2014 came to our attention in the last few years. And now after years of scientific work, staff coordination, COVID, Zoom meetings, advisory meetings, flyovers, this whole time we've been moving towards today's goal of acceptance of our plan by you. So thank you for that. The Shasta Valley Citizens Advisory Committee voted by majority to recommend this plan to you, recognizing all the hard work we've done. This plan is not perfect, but it has within it the tools to get the data we need to fill those gaps that you've been hearing so much about. And much of that is because we just can't do it all in a few years. We will make better informed decisions in the future because of the plan we passed today. Department of Water Resources requires us to base our decisions on science. We cannot guess. And many of the decisions coming up will require more data. The plan we've approved and are sending on to you looks to these shortcomings and gives us more tools to help us revise our plan as required. More grants are forthcoming to help us with cost of implementation. If you accept this plan today, we will be in compliance with SGMA for at least the next 4 years. So that's a positive step. This is our first draft. Everyone involved would like to work on it longer, refine it, but the clock is ticking and we must submit this first draft on time. So thank you, and the Shasta Valley Citizens Advisory Committee recommends this plan to you for adoption and submit it to the Department of Water Resources.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So backing up in the public hearing protocol, I'm going to take the flood control GSP plan for Deep Valley Subdivision first. And I'll go up to three. Is there a further presentation of a staff report that we need to hear?
Up to me.
Okay. Presentation of correspondence, Wendy, on
for Butte Valley?
Butte Valley.
I have received no correspondence for Butte Valley, but I do have one for Scott Valley.
I'll get there in a minute. Reports or evidence of other staff or county departments and public agencies. Do we have anything before us? Oh, okay. I'm going to jump down to public comment on the Butte Valley Groundwater Sustainability Plan. So if you have public comment on this particular plan, this is the time to be recognized to speak. I don't have any blue cards for Butte Valley. Or is there anyone online that wishes to speak about Butte Valley?
I shot one hand up here for 10 seconds.
Seeing none? Okay. I guess at this point, can I close this hearing on this one? Close the comments on this one. How's that?
Yeah, close the comments, and I think you still need proponents and opponents, you know.
Okay, and I'm going to bring this groundwater plan back to the board for discussion at this point.
Do you want to do proponents and opponents?
We can do it whatever order you want. I would do it. I suspect there aren't any if there weren't any public comments.
All right, well, let me cover it then before we get to the board. Are there any proponents' arguments? Any opponents' arguments?
For Butte Valley. Nothing online.
Any rebuttal by either opponents or proponents? Seeing none. Now, discussion of the board.
I'll go ahead and go out and get a look at me.
Go for it.
For Butte Valley, I wanted to say, Supervisor Valenzuela, back in 2015, CSAC had a conference on it with AQUA Association, California Water Agency, and he put the flyer right before me and said, you better go to that workshop. So I went to it and learned about it. And then the Butte Valley Chamber of Commerce did a town hall, I think in 2015, told people about it, let people know what was going on. I understand it was a unanimous vote by the advisory board. And so, of course, we need the comments from board members, so we'll be willing to make a motion.
Okay.
Just a couple comments.
Go ahead.
Just curious, I couldn't find, I'm on the Shasta Valley, actually, what the cost is for Butte Valley. I think I heard a number, you were talking about a number, and how that's going to play out. How is that going to be revisited, the cost to implement this plan?
Right, so for Butte Valley and for all of the plans, it's in the Chapter 5, is the estimated budget, and as Richard mentioned, it's in the and this would apply for all of the plans. The 120 to 240 is sort of, it's overblown in that there's, you know, staff time baked into that. There's other monitoring aspects that's already baked into that. So a lot of that is covered. Particular to Butte Valley, there's a grant being proposed or has been submitted to do a lot of monitoring work, a lot of other technical work that would cover the first few years of a lot of implementing the plan. So it's in the queue. To find out if that was awarded, that was not a GSA or county submitted plan. City of Doris worked with Larry Walker Associates and I believe Butte Valley Irrigation District to submit that plan. So that's good for covering the first few years of the Butte Valley plan.
Okay. So I would assume, I heard kudos for the advisory committee, the consultants did a fair job with this, running through this, because this I'll tell you, came up in discussion down in at our annual meeting there, so it's not just here, it's even more probably acutely being scrutinized down in the Central Valley and such. So I appreciate all the people's involvement, particularly the advisory council meetings, the advisory members. How long has this plan been out for the final review? I haven't been able to tell you, I have going on for
the public comment period that we had this fall. And this applied in all three basins. We opened it in August 11th, and we closed it September 26th.
So when did this come out for the public to be able to see that?
This last version came out with the board meeting material. However,
in my world of view, that's pretty extensive material to try to go through, unless you've been following it, of course.
Right. I will say that 95% of the plan was kept as it is. So, and you'll find that in the comment response section for all three of the plans, we'll describe where any changes were made based on that fall burden.
And those comments are generic to the whole, all three plans, right?
Okay.
So just, I'm not going to ask each one.
Right.
Each plan.
I just appreciate all the work that's gone into this. I've followed this plan for the past 6 months or so that I've kind of sunk my teeth into it, and I've been able to attend one or two meetings. And I've appreciated the welcome that I got in Scott Valley when I went to that meeting. I learned a lot from that. And as much as it's been criticized, it's also been welcome. And I think this is a plan in action. This is going to develop over time. This is going to take a lot of work and time. And energy over the next 20 years, and hopefully the state will allow this county to manage this program to the best of our ability and let us do what we think is best. And I know that's going to be a hard thing for us to do. It's going to be even harder for the state to keep out of it. But hopefully that will be how it goes. That's my worry.